Welcome home. I'm Kirsten.
And I'm Graham. And this podcast is the home ec class you wish you'd been offered.
We're two moms who have been real life best friends for more than two decades. We're on a mission to create gracious homes that are welcoming and functional, all while dealing with real life schedules, budgets, and children.
Stick with us and we'll share and show what we know, what we've learned, where we've messed up, and how to fix it. For everything we can't make up, we'll bring in the best experts we can find. You're listening to Welcome Home. On today's episode, it's the Holiday Gift Guide Spectacular. Well, not really that spectacular, just a moderately helpful look into some hodgepodge ideas we've been tossing around. Unrelatable? Quite possibly. Unobtainable? Maybe. But we like these ideas and we're sharing them with you today.
Plus, gifts to hate, the joys of plastic dishware, and the new way to justify major purchases. Just say I'll keep it till I die. All that and more on this week's episode of Welcome Home.
Welcome, everyone, to the holiday gift episode of Welcome Home. We have put together the best gifts for the season. Oh, Kirsten, you actually filled it in.
I did my homework.
There's a lot of work that goes on to podcasting behind the scenes. First of all, I think we need to cover a little bit of business. We have had a wonderful response to our first ever Halloween episode that came out. We're rolling right into Thanksgiving. We're staying strong. We're staying fun. We're entertaining.
Stop. First ever Halloween episode?
Well, first ever back in the biz, back in the, after the 18 month hiatus. So we've had a great response, which is very, very exciting. So apparently you guys were out there just waiting, or maybe automatic downloads were set up. I'm not quite sure how it all works, but thank you for listening. And if you've enjoyed the show, please definitely refer a friend or tell someone about us. But what are we talking about today, Kirsta?
We're talking about holiday gift giving, which, you know, is a topic I hate.
I thought you loved it.
No, I hate giving gifts. I'm the worst gift giver ever.
Oh, I'm pretty bad about it too. Well, I'm like hit or miss. I either give something that rocks someone's world and I can like not give them another gift for another decade, or I just flounder along like a like dead fish on a sidewalk or like a fish dying. It's either very hit or miss, but that's like everything about my personality. Remember, people either like think I've like hung the moon and stars or want to kind of kill me. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Like your hairdresser doesn't like my voice. Oh, this is so
your show's back. I'm still not going to listen.
That was crazy. I think I have a melodious voice. It's a little grating at times, but
she is not a fan. Anyway, if you're listening, Sabo, which you're not.
Oh my gosh, you're nuts. Okay, so do we want to just dive right into it? So Kirsten and I've for the past listeners who are really familiar with our show, we have this wonderful holiday gift giving aficionado who basically comes up with a list for us, but she has just had a baby, Rachel Jurley, who we adore. Yeah,
we're giving her the year off, but as I say every year around this time, go back, listen to the Rachel episode, because she truly is the best expert we could find and her gifts are very timeless. So I try to listen to that one about once a year.
They're evergreen, I would say, just like our ads sometimes.
I also visited some of our old sponsors again, which we won't get into, but we did have some really good ideas. Okay, so I think we should start with our wonderful intern.
Side note, have you ever gone back and like seen if any of our like holiday codes are still active? Like, I always wonder about that. Like, if you go back and listen to a show from 2 years ago, do you think HelloFresh is still like allowing the Welcome Home like coupon code to work?
That's on my list. So I will let you know and get back to you.
That's on your list. Yeah. Like setting up our email account. You've got a lot to do.
Okay.
Buy HelloFresh.
Our great new intern, Mary Alice, she's adding some youth, some new blood to our show. And she has a list of gifts.
Oh, she's a cool list. She did a great job.
She does. Okay. So let's go through her list. Blue Land hand soap, literally the best.
She says she loves it so much. And it's from a woman-owned business.
Women-owned, Black-owned. It business. Makes it even better if that was possible. So clearly she's a fan of the Blue Land hand soap.
She's so hipster.
Our favorite moisturizer ever, Drunken Elephant. Yes. I can never say that word.
It's polypeptide cream.
But polypeptide.
Oh, and guess what? Mary Alice is going to do something special for us. She's going to put all these links up.
Stop it.
Where are they going to be though? I feel like we don't have a website.
No, we don't have a website anymore because we didn't want to pay for it.
Yeah, where she's going to link them. I think probably I would say
if you I'm going to get Instagram
somehow. Oh, remember she was telling us about that Linktree thing.
Oh my gosh, Graham, don't sound so old.
Yeah, she's going to put it up in Linktree. Everyone
knows what Linktree is. Okay.
Yeah.
Pastry Love by Joanne Chang, the best baking book for every season. Ooh, that's good. You know, I don't bake, so.
I know. It's a skill. I think Mary Alice is a baker, though. Ugh, I think she's crafty.
I'm impressed. Okay.
I've heard of Pastry Love. That's a popular cookbook.
No, I'm sure it is. I'm not doubting. I'm just saying, like, I am not a baker, so I'm impressed. Okay. This next one, you know, I doubled down on this. I have these and they have been pretty big game changers.
The Slip Slick pillowcase. I bet she meant to write silk pillowcase.
Yeah. Yeah. So silk pillowcases. Do you have those?
I think I had one when I was like 14, maybe.
Okay. People are nuts for them.
Yeah. Cause it doesn't, but you know, I just get the Brazilian blowout. So I don't have that like real hair problem, I guess, anymore.
Okay. Well, it's not just the hair problem. It's also, I guess, like face.
Oh yeah. Oh, actually I get lines all over my face hardcore. So that's what it helps with.
It helps with like, it's just everything that all the bad stuff that happens to wear sleep. Oh, you know what I want to get too, Graham? Mm-hmm. I keep getting these Instagram ads for this thing. It's like a long silk worm is basically the only way to describe it. And you put it in your hair and you like wrap your hair around it. And
then I think I've seen that.
And then in the morning, they just lift the worm off their head and they've got like perfect beach waves. I am such a sucker for Instagram ads though.
I'm not good at nighttime care. So here's a little
me neither.
There's some nights where like I wake up in the morning and I like assess myself of how I did like my nighttime. Kathleen Jennings would cringe, our beauty expert, if she ever heard any of this, like how good a job I did. Like I'll take a stock because I have, you know, X number of creams I like to put on. It's always a great night when I remember to take off my eye makeup. It sounds like I'm like falling into bed like a crazy woman, but I really get so tired at night. You know that like I'll wake up and I'll take stock of what a good job I did putting myself to bed. I have this like weird checklist I do where in the morning, if my slippers are by my bed, like if I've worn slippers to bed and they're actually where they need to be, that's like a point. And I have this weird, and like, if I remember to put on my special, like if I remember to wear my retainer, that's another point. If I remember to like put on my eye cream, I get another point for that.
You know, that's actually on my list, the retainer. I'm going
messed
back
up.
I'm going back to the orthodontist because I need to get my retainers redone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, get ready. The first time you put on your retainer after you've forgotten for a while, get ready.
No, I know. Well, mine doesn't even fit anymore. So I'm just going to, anyway, I can't even talk about it. I'm really upset. Milk bar cake. Perfect for holidays and birthdays. What is a milk bar?
It's a special milk bar. You've heard it. It's that famous bakery in New York, I think.
I'm Googling it right now.
Yeah, no, it's a very famous. We need Mary Alice on here. No, there are these famous cakes.
What is it?
It's a cake. It's a bakery that ships their cakes, except you know me. I don't like to pay shipping and handling for perishables.
Yeah.
Because I'm a cheapskate.
Yeah, no, me too.
I'm doubling down on being notorious.
Oh, yeah. See, I am not tempted by this stuff. Like,
I know. Mary Alice, we're not happy with your list.
Sweets. Where's my chocolate, or not my chocolate, my milk? You kind of had me at milk because I thought you can use milk to make.
Here's the thing. We don't know her well. We're going to get to know her better. We're excited about those, but like she likes to bake. She's clearly like crafty. She's definitely creative.
She's got a sweet tooth, which you know I don't. I've got my savory tooth.
She's a savory. I'm a sweet tooth.
I spent this morning staring at a local cheese store's Instagram page for maybe 15 minutes.
Oh, watching them
cut cheese with wire. That's my dream.
Do you remember like the old fashioned cheese stores? Did you have one in Arizona growing up? Because that was a very big Long Island thing. Like
there's one in my new neighborhood in Connecticut.
Yeah, but okay. So I read this whole article about how there was actually in the New York Times the other day about how like the delis of the olden day, like the delis that I grew up with, the very authentic Jewish delis that made, like, they were gritty. They were like your sandwiches were wrapped. Like these were real families, generational families. How they're all gone now for the most part. And there are these kind of designer delis that are popping up because everybody craves the nostalgia, but nobody's able to like quite replicate it.
You know what? That's so interesting.
I think that's your fancy cheese store. I don't think your cheese store has been around for 60 years. That's what I'm saying.
No, it has. It has. It's been not 60. Yes, it has. It's been around for 60 years because they just posted this thing. It's been since the 60s. So this is a legit cheese shop, but but again, I'm in the Northeast now, but what was I going to say about this? But oh, we were just having this conversation with my in-laws about how when they were growing up, because they came to visit, how it was like you go to the butcher shop and you'd go to the deli and
yeah, almost like almost European. We used to live a more European market, right? Like I remember this. We used to have a fruit and vegetable store, and like we would go get our fruits and vegetables.
Yes. So what they were saying was everything then got like very convenient into the grocery store, but now it's like making a turn and everything's going back to the little, you know. Which is kind of fun.
I kind of like it.
But then my husband said, I bet you they're going to realize, like, you know what we could do is we could put the cheese store next to the fruit and vegetable store next to the meat store and it'll be more convenient. And then he's like, then they'll turn back into grocery stores.
And then they'll break and then they'll bust down the walls and call it Safeway.
Exactly.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called Pie, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know.
Trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to podcasts on.
Yeah, podcasts, homecasts.
Your podcasting apparatus. Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
Okay, let's get to your list.
Okay.
Graham's list.
Okay, I'm really excited okay, so here's the thing. My list sounds obnoxious and bougie, and I don't know why it does. I just apologize.
You're obnoxious and bougie?
No, I just realized that like I'm like trying to buy myself some stuff that I've put off for a while. I really want one of those Theragun minis. You know, the things that like
last mini.
Okay. You've seen them. I think we've all seen them. They're those, they look like a little gun. People who exercise use them. I feel like people in physical therapist office use them and they like go and they just like pound your muscles with like a violent level of pounding. And yeah. And someone tried one on my back the other day and it was the most marvelous. It was painful, but it was also marvelous. And I think they're expensive. I looked them up. I don't even know. I think supply chain issues. I feel like if you go to your local physical therapist office, you can get one. You can get the tiny ones for like $200-something. That's very expensive. But I was thinking
they sell them in like the gift shop at my gym.
Yeah, but apparently you can't get a knockoff. Apparently you've got to get the actual Theragun mini.
And what's the purpose of it? Like to relax your muscles or something?
It just like releases your muscles and releases all your pain. And it, but it's something with the massive amount of pulsing sensory. It's, you know, versus just like a normal back massager type thing, that this actually helps loosen the fascia or something like that. I don't know.
Oh, fascias.
But it does.
Fascia's so hot right now.
How about this? I tried it and I was like, oh, must have. So this is kind of, okay. So here's the overarching theme of my list is.
Yeah, I knew there was a theme, but can I guess the theme?
Yes, go.
Old.
It's a little, no, it's just the theme of I've probably bought like the knockoff, the sublabel, the whatever for so long. And I finally realized that like putting the money in, if possible, when possible, which I get is not always, to buy the quality version of it. It's like, oh, the difference is so, so, so nice.
Yeah, I know. I have hit a point in my life where I'm so tired of looking at the three knockoffs I bought trying to get. And then they all broke and yeah, no, I know. I hear you.
It's where like I'm
the one thing you really want.
Right. The one thing I want. And then I won't take anything else for a really long time, but I'd like to get these things. So this is just my list. Take it for what it is.
Okay. So also not to, again, I'm going to go back to the old theme. I think I'm right. I think your theme is old because what I've started to realize is like, I am now at an age where I can say, listen, I can buy the crappy knockoff. Or I can buy the expensive one and I'll have it till I die.
Till I die. Oh, this is so great. Hold on. So there I am this morning. I had a PTO meeting at our school. I'm sitting in the PTO meeting. I'm like casually glancing at my phone. You know how it comes up? Like, hey, this is what you were doing 10 years ago today.
Yep.
Well, that popped up. I literally was wearing the same jacket 10 years ago today that I had worn to the meeting this morning.
That happens to me all the time. And this started maybe like 2 years ago when I needed new ski boots. And I don't even like to ski, but I have to ski because everyone in my family likes to ski. And it's just not my favorite thing. It's fine, whatever. But I part of the reason why I hate to ski is because I have the most uncomfortable boots in the world. I got them in high school. Oh. And my husband just looked at me and he's like, listen, your kids love to ski. Get yourself some ski boots. They'll be the last ski boots you ever purchase before you die. And it was so depressing, but also like, you know what? Okay.
Are they comfortable now? Is there such a thing as, I've never done anything but rental ski boots.
There's no such thing as comfortable ski boots.
Right. No. I think that's why everyone started snowboarding, is to get to wear those fun boots. But yeah, no, like ski boots are horrible around the board. If anyone knows of a good pair of ski boots, please tell us.
I went for it too. I'm like, custom this, custom that. I'm going to die. I'm going to be buried in these ski boots. This is my last pair for the rest of my life. And
I also find something very relaxing about knowing that like I can take something off my list forever. Like that means a lot to me. Like, so the coat I was wearing apparently 10 years ago and also today was like the Barber rain jacket. It is classic. It is never going out of style. Like it's been, the brand has been around for 200 years or something like that. Like I can literally say, okay, Graham, you do not have to buy another raincoat. Like done. Check that box.
And by the way, I went to the barber store this winter and they were like fixing one, like they will fix them for free.
Oh yeah.
And
they totally fix them. Like they re-wax
1942. Them. Yeah, exactly. So yeah, I think that's a good purchase, but
it makes me very happy to like be one and done.
Yeah. Like I have bought my raincoat till
death. My raincoat is done out of the off the list.
We can go skiing in the rain.
So okay. Well, this is just because I was actually trying to stay up to speed. Have you heard about this new Apple screen cloth that they're selling for $19? No. It sounds crazy. I don't want this, actually. This sounds like a racket. Don't buy this for me. It's a cloth that cleans Apple screens. They're charging $19 for it.
Why just Apple?
Because Apple makes it. Like it clean. I don't know. But whatever it is, I think it's sold out. I don't even think you can get it anymore. I mean, it seems like a nice stocking stuffer.
Follow us for more unhelpful tips. Okay, go.
Okay, so here are some vague ones because things are so expensive. I want a gift certificate to buy meat and fish.
Done.
Like, I don't care where it is. Like, I want to go. I want someone to help me buy meat and fish.
Okay.
This next
one, wait. I'm almost like, do we share this next one? Because it's so good.
Oh, we talk about it all the time. We haven't spoken about it in quite some time, but yes.
We talk about it. Do we talk about it on the air? Or do we just talk about it amongst ourselves?
We talk about it on the air. Everyone knows about this. The Glamorous Wash in Diva, the laundry detergent.
Okay, guys, as far as like mini splurges go.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Here's another.
But it's like a reasonable splurge. It's like $30 and you will use it every day. And you will say, I didn't need this, but it really elevated my life.
Yes. And yes, exactly. It's so what it is, because we haven't quite explained it for those who have not paid attention. It's laundry detergent. It smells ridiculous. You don't use it as your primary laundry detergent. Mm-mm. You put in other detergent and you just use a splash of this stuff, a tiny splash.
A tablespoon.
Like a tablespoon. And it'll last you forever, but it's a fortune, but it is, you smell like a fine hotel.
Well, here's also what I've realized, because I had a perfume that I loved and now I don't smell anymore. Mm-hmm. I want to keep this. I don't want to go nose blind to it. So I actually only use it on sheets and towels. I don't use it on clothes.
See, and my stinky boys are so stinky. I've just been using it to try to cover up their smell. So I'm actually nose blind to it now. So I'm not getting the joy I once got.
Don't do it. Use something else. Use like a sports wash or Downy or something, okay. But don't, no. You save that deep wash and keep your sheets and towels special.
Okay.
That's my strategy. And it makes it last longer too. Okay.
Oh, it lasts forever if I did that. Okay. I'm just going to go through some other thing. I like bulbs. I think that's a nice thing to give, like bulbs that you plant. It's a good time to send
You know
them.
What I assumed when I read that?
Like light bulbs?
Yes. I'm like, why is she asking for light bulbs? It's the most horrible Christmas ever.
No. You can go to Van England. That's where I get mine, basically. And you can, this is a good time to order them because you plant bulbs around February or March. So that's a nice, and you can give them to people and they can just hold on to them. You just keep them somewhere cool. And then it gives you a project to do and they're beautiful. I think shipping bulbs is a nice thing to do.
I think that's a very nice thing to do. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah. My next thing on my list, I want to pass to my local doggy daycare. This is because I'm a new dog owner and I've realized today is cold. Today is rainy. I have a lot to do today and dogs need a place to run. And so I want, I'm really into gift certificates, if you can't tell.
Mm-hmm. Well, also you have a puppy. Like and, never do this right. for my dog, but right. you have a puppy. So I understand you're in it's like having a kid. You've got to burn up the energy.
Right. And I have a lot of guilt about not like, you have, if
she's
I don't
massive guilt issue. She's always like, I won't even let Graham walk my dog because she lets him pick the speed, which is super fast. And then like, let's stand here and smell this for an hour. And Graham just lets him run the show.
I'll push over.
She's push a dog pushover. Okay.
I'm an everything pushover. Let's be honest. Okay. I think it would be nice to give someone a Christmas tree this year. This would be an advanced thing. I've had a real tough time already trying to find a Christmas tree.
A live one or a fake one?
A live one. Or, I mean, I don't even know if you can get a fake one, but if anyone needed a Christmas tree.
You can't get a live one because it's November. Right now it's November.
No, but so the Boy Scouts pre-sell them here and they're out. They don't have any. And all the people who usually pre-sell them and you line up for that, because I'm really worried about the supply at Home Depot, which is where I usually get my trees.
I had no idea this was an issue. Okay.
Yeah.
You skipped over one that I'm curious about.
Firewood. I don't know. I just like basic things. I think giving someone a load of firewood would be a nice thing to do. Being like, hey, the person is driving up to your house and unloading whatever. I forget what they're sold in, but I think that would be a nice gift.
Oh, there's a weird name for it too.
Yeah. It has a weird, you order in like hectares or something. That's not right. I'll take like 4 hectares.
Yes, it is a weird.
It is weird how things have different measurements. Like now that I'm a homeowner, I understand like how mulch is delivered. Like mulch is delivered in cubic yards. That's how it's sold. And you have to know like how many cubic yards that your yard takes.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like that's very obscure homeowner knowledge that nobody teaches you.
Wait, it is a cord.
A cord. Yes. It's a firewood cord.
A cord, a half cord, a travel cord, a quick travel cord. Yep. They're sold by the
cord. Problem is like, because you're like, yeah, I'll take two cords is basically like 4 elm trees.
Right. You can build a house with 2 cords of wood.
Don't. Yeah. It sounds small. Like, oh, a cord. That'll be fine. No.
Wait, I think we actually used the word cord on our first episode. This is great, Graham. So far we're 2 for 3 mentioning firewood cords. Okay. All right. So I'm going to get to my list. As someone who doesn't like to give gifts and doesn't like to receive gifts and is a bad gift giver, I'm going to start off on a negative note. So I Googled best gifts 2021 or Christmas gift ideas or something like that. And I went to this Vogue article and I just want to point out how lame these gift ideas are. Okay. Graham, what would you say if you were like, curious, what would you like for Christmas? And I'm like, Graham, I love the Gucci Zigzag magazine rack. It's $2,200 and it's a little kind of magazine rack for my house. Would you, who is like, yes, that's what I'm going to get my coworker. Who are these people?
That's of no gift. That's of no help to anyone. But maybe people are saying that about our stupid stuff too. Maybe they're like, who are these people who think that they're going to get like a $300 candle or $100 worth of laundry detergent?
Okay, maybe fair,
the Gucci
fair.
Herbarium demitasse cup and saucer. Like, let's go. Okay, so this is on this Vogue list. I'm looking at it right now.
That is the other one. Who wants a $360 cup and saucer?
These people are unrelatable.
Alone. So we might be unrelatable, but there are degrees of stupidity and we're like moderately stupid. We're not this bad.
This stuff is off the charts. You're right. That magazine wrap
does. Scarf that looks like it's from Kohl's and it's $650. Like, here, you have stupid friends. Like,
people have lost their mind. Yeah, where are the $5 gifts? Oh, you know what was fun? I actually bought someone a gift card to the dollar store the other day. Did I tell you about this piece of obscure knowledge? This could have been just the one I was at, or I can't imagine. The dollar store will only sell gift cards in increments of $5.
Mm.
You can't get like $100 Dollar Tree gift
card. Oh, you, I'm sorry. I was thinking like the minimum was $5. So you're saying if you wanted to get someone $100, you forget to.
No, at least when I was at the dollar store, they would not permit it. They were like, yeah, we only sell $5 gift cards to the dollar store.
Yeah, So you have to get some 120 if you were getting them $100. My daughter's favorite thing is to get gift cards to Five Below. Oh, that makes her day.
That store is amazing. Yeah. Okay. So for Christmas, I want anything from Five Below. You actually reminded me to go there. That's a good store.
Okay. That's funny. Cause next on my list of bad ideas, these are things I refuse to purchase. Mm-hmm. Any more poppets. If I see one more poppet in my house, I'm going to lose my mind. I have poppets of all shapes and sizes, keychain poppets, poppets as big as my desk. And we have all the poppets, no more poppets. Slime. Mm-hmm. I don't want any more slime. I spent all yesterday at the slime museum. I cannot handle any more slime.
You do a lot of slime. You have a girl though. So
I have so much slime. Okay. And by the way, I figured out I've tried it all. White vinegar and baking soda, and you just scrub. That's how you get out of clothes. Fingerboards.
What's a fingerboard? That sounds dirty. What's a fingerboard?
It's the stupidest thing. And what's crazy is my boys were obsessed with fingerboards about 3 years.
It's a really happy holiday episode. This is dumb. These people are dumb. Here, don't give this. This is stupid.
So a fingerboard is like a little mini skateboard that your fingers ride.
Wait, are you making this
up? And they're like $20. And my sons are always buying fingerboards, and then they're buying like fingerboard ramps. And it's just like, it's like if you know, you graduated from Thomas the Train and you moved on to skateboards, but you winter and you just want to hold them. It's the stupidest.
Hold on, wait. This is another opportunity to play up our north-south locational divide. I don't think the fingerboards have made it down here yet. So, hey, hot tip, everyone living in the south or someone else, fingerboards are the hot new gift.
Well, what's weird is they were hot like 3 years ago in Arizona, and then we threw away all our fingerboards because my kids realized they were stupid, but now fingerboards are back in Connecticut. I have to rebuy these stupid things. Anyway.
Oh, is this like those, do you have Squeezy Mates? Is that a thing?
What's a squeezy mate?
I'm sure you don't have squeezy mates. Oh,
I'm sure
gosh.
I do. What is a squeezy mate?
They're these weird foam things. They're athletes. You don't know what you're going to get. They're in like a pouch that you open and you get surprised by what you get. And then they're on a keychain.
Yeah, I'm sure that sounds like something we have.
That is humongous.
Anything that has Orbeez as any part of it, I don't want it. Mm-hmm. And anything that could be classified under the umbrella term of a fidget. And I don't know whether my daughter just uses.
I think the fingerboard goes under the fidget.
They're all fidgets. She's like, and her favorite word is hashtag satisfying. So like anything that's like hashtag satisfying and a fidget is like, we have to have.
Are you making this up?
No. This is my whole life. It's like slime, satisfying poppets. It's so satisfying and whatever. Okay.
I did find one thing on this Vogue list that you sent out. I'm looking at this. It has a kooky name. Maison Francis Kurjikachan Paris Baccarat Rouge 540 scented hair mist. Apparently you can get this for $85, which sounds ridiculous, but it's not like dry shampoo. I think it actually just makes your hair smell good. That could be nice.
Wait, is that just a really obnoxious way of saying perfume?
It sounds like perfume, yeah, but it's hair mist.
Okay, back to my list. I'm moving on now to happy things.
Okay, please do.
Okay, I think there is a number, and I don't know what that number is, and I imagine it's different in all families, but like there's a thing where you buy your spouse something, and it's like, oh, that's sweet. And then there's a thing of like, what? You didn't consult me? That was an awful lot of money. So it's
easy
to buy your spouse. But I really would love to buy my husband an electric bike. I think that goes into the category of like, you should have asked me. So I'm not going to.
I think it does too. Because here's the thing. Men are so weird. Like I would buy Harrison something like that. And he'd be like, you don't understand. That shows that I'm not a man because there's like an electric booster. It shows that like, I don't know how to work my legs. That's what he would say.
Boots wants an electric bike because he wants to ride it to the train.
Yeah, no, I mean, I think they're cool, but like they always come at you with something you never would have seen coming.
Well, it would have been like, you didn't get the one that has the blah, 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 and you're like, okay, you know, so anyway, I'm not going to buy it. It's just an idea. Where was I? Oh, home garden. Mm-hmm. Kind of along the theme of your bulbs.
Yeah.
I like the idea. I get a lot of Instagram ads for like various gardening things that you could do like, you know, with or without light and whatever, but I miss my garden. That was one of the things I'd give up when I moved. I mean, I could plan again.
Kirsten, but you live in the most fertile area. You went from the desert to a place that is actually night. Wait,
I could rebuild, is what you all say.
Yeah, you could rebuild pretty well. I think you got this covered.
Okay. But I haven't yet. And so anyway, well,
that's on you.
It's on me. It's on me. Okay. I feel like
Hold on. I'm looking at this. I haven't looked at Kirsten's list yet. The next thing that she wants for the holidays is neighbors / acquaintances? Like, Kirsten, are you looking for friends? Like, no one can give you that.
These are gifts for neighbors / coworkers / acquaintances, Graham.
Okay, I thought that's what you wanted. Neighbors / acquaintances / coworkers.
Just want love. Oh, it's what we all want, Graham. Okay, so I think around the holidays, like Sephora and probably Blue Mercury or whatever, which, by the way, I've just started shopping at. Very interesting. We should talk about this. But
yeah, it's hit or miss.
A lot of like gift packs. And I feel like that's a really good way to give someone like something that they might actually want or use. And you usually get a good deal on them. So like they had a face mask variety set called Holy Sheet.
Oh, that's funny. Yeah. But you can break it up and just give, you can buy like an 8-pack and then just give a neighbor / coworker / acquaintance one of the 8. And I found that to be an economical way to do things. Like and sometimes lotions come in holiday things and you can just break them up.
That's a good idea. But I also think those are good if you have like a price point or whatever that you're doing for like a white elephant or, you know, whatever. Those are fun. Right. Like gift exchange, favorite things, parties. Okay, I'm looking at I was in my kitchen when I was writing my list, and I was looking at my best weird gifts I've ever gotten, which are like, that was an odd choice for gift, but I genuinely love them. Mm-hmm. You know those little mini pans? They're probably like...
Oh, like teeny tiny. Yeah, like cutie little things like that.
Uh-huh. 4 inches in diameter. I use them every day to make single fried eggs. They're so handy if you just want to like heat up a single serving of something and they don't take up your whole dishwasher. I love them. And I feel
that's
like
it's a really cute idea.
It was really cute. And same thing with the mini colanders, because sometimes you just want to like wash a handful of cherry tomatoes, you know, and you don't want to, or like 12 strawberries, and you don't want to get your big colander. And these don't take up much room in the dishwasher. I feel like my mother-in-law is really good at just like grabbing those things when she's at Bed Bath & Beyond.
That's cool.
Kind of stuff. And they're like my favorites.
Yeah. Or like my mother-in-law will give me notepads. Like I always need notepads every year. I need to restock on notepads.
You're getting down to my other thing. Okay. I always forget to get myself like gift tags and like just little note cards. And I always forget to do that. But whenever I have them, I'm so grateful. They feel like such a luxury. I love those little ones that can go like on wine bottles that have like the cutout, almost like a do not disturb sign, you know?
Oh yeah. Those are so nice.
Those are so great. And I feel like Etsy's a great spot to get those. They're really cute ones on there. And I like supporting Etsy stuff. So stationery, gift tags, note cards from Etsy. I also found really cute hand towels on Etsy. And I feel like those are so handy. those are so helpful to have, like cute little towels that you can.
Well, and Kirsten and I were talking about this the other day. People always feel like they have to reinvent the wheel in life, like, because we were talking about this with guests, right? Because there are all these people who wrote fabulous books, I don't know, 15, 20 years ago that are still very much germane today. But I feel like a lot of people think you always have to find the new author, the new concept, the new thought thing. But I think it's, and maybe we're going to try doing this, behooves us a little bit to go back to some people who had some great ideas a while ago and just recirculate those ideas. Maybe we haven't heard them in a while.
But I also feel like, you know, you can go and get like the basic towel or whatever, but I just feel like with Etsy, now you have the opportunity to get really cute, special things.
Right. But I mean, everyone gives hand towels. That's a common gift. Like you're going to get.
I never get a hand towel.
I get like 5 a holiday.
Okay. Well, never mind. Don't give people hand towels.
But what I'm saying is like, you're right. Like what's wrong with a hand towel? So I always rack my brain. And I think you do too. Like, oh, I need a new creative gift for this year. But hand towels are great gifts. You always need them. They get dirty, or like dish rags too. I mean, that's something you continually need to flip out. So what is wrong with hand towels? I say nothing
is wrong. Nothing. Okay. Now thinking of new things. Okay. And this is like, I'm really thinking about my parents here. So at my gym, they have this little box that you put your phone into or your keys, and it does like infrared light on it or whatever. Some magic light that kills bacteria. And it's 30 seconds and it kills the bacteria.
That seems like such a racket, but you know how I feel about germs and all this.
I know you love germs. So all of these ones that are coming up, are going to roll your eyes at. And truthfully, I'm not a doctor. I have no idea if these work, but they're like, they're very, you know,
they good. Feel like they're doing something because
they feel glowing. Like they're doing something. So I was thinking about getting my parents like an air filter that's like proven to kill 99.9% of viruses, whatever. And like, do I know if this works?
I think it's the 0.1 though that you have to worry about. honestly.
I don't even care. I just feel like it's going to be great and thoughtful and it'll make me look good. And then they can have it in their house. And then when they're like, oh, we have guests, let's turn on our COVID air filter. So we all get to feel really good about ourselves. And I get to find something to get my parents.
Give your parents. People. Okay.
So I was looking at that. A wireless charger.
For what?
I just like, I keep seeing Instagram ads, but I like the idea of just tossing my phone on a little tray and having it
Right. Rather than having to plug it in. Cause that's so time consuming.
So much work. Oh my gosh. My poor fingers.
That's like, I really have come to the land where I spend all my day like talking commands to things like, hey Siri, hey Google, hey Alexa. Like I have given the idea that someone's spying on everything I say is fine by me as long as I can say as long as I can voice text. I love it. I'm obsessed.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I've given up all hope of privacy. It's fine. Okay. next up, I had plastic plates. I had 6 plastic plates. That was all I had. That was all I owned. And 3 of them had my name on them. They were kind of messy from the dishwasher because I'd had it for like 10 years. And then the rest were from a trip we took to Florida on Thanksgiving in like 2008, I think. Mm-hmm. And we drew those design your own plates.
So that's fun.
Yeah, I mean, they're fun. But like, dude, I really need a plate where I drew my own sort of bad version of a seahorse. Like that was what my family was using for plastic plates.
Oh, I've seen those. Yeah, those were weird. Okay, yeah, you did
really
those? Weird.
It was a pathetic situation of plates in my house. So I went on Ballard's and I bought melamine plates and they're very basic. They're just white with a little scalloped edges. They were 4 for $40. And so I bought 8 of them and I use them every day. And I'm like, this is such a handy purchase. And they also have cute ones that have bamboo. Anyway, not that they have to be the Ballard ones, but I just think like, gosh, how nice to have a nice.
I do want to talk about that. What is like our interest in plastic? Because I will say, like, I have water glasses that are glass and I don't care to drink from glass water. And I do enjoy, I have some of the melamine plates as well. And I prefer to like put food on. I feel like maybe you can toss them around a little more, kind of slide them across the counter.
Yes. Yeah,
it's like this very incremental small change versus you. I mean, they're the same size as a real plate. They still have to go in the dishwasher like a real plate, but I really like using my melamine plates.
I do too. And the fact that they look like from a distance, like they might be nice plates, then you get up close and you're plastic.
Yeah, and you can
like
slam them around. I don't know. I like them too. I find myself reaching for those more frequently than my nice plates.
Yes.
And I certainly don't want to drink out of a glass. I either want to drink out of ceramic. I'm into ceramic these days, like a lot of pottery. Like I actually either want something pottery or something like a plastic cup, or if it's a cocktail, I want it in glass, but I'm very
specific. The one who got mad at me for drinking coffee out of a tumbler, right?
That was so weird. Kirsten, here's an overshare. Kirsten drinks hot coffee out of a Tervis tumbler.
It's amazing.
No coffee mug, no anything. A Tervis tumbler. Mm-hmm. There's so many things that I don't agree with about that. Oh, but that's actually something on my Christmas list that I forgot to add. I think because I had to get my car fixed yesterday because I keep burning out the USB port in the front because I keep trying to put my coffee mug in the front and it doesn't fit in the holder, you know, in the little like drink holder.
That's
and so what happens?
You need a tumbler because you don't have the handle.
Mm-hmm. So it always spills. And basically I drove it to the guy, to the auto parts place to get fixed. And the guy was like, yeah, it's going to take us 2 hours because we're going to have to run like a full diagnostic to figure out why the USB port isn't working. And I finally, after just because I didn't want to wait that long, I was like, I'm going to give you a hint. There's milk in there. that'd be me, buddy. It's milk. But I still need you to change it out.
Okay, I'm almost done with my list, Graham. Okay. I've noticed, I saw someone post, oh my gosh, do I spend a lot of time on Instagram? But I saw someone post that, you know, with all of this supply chain stuff, all this stuff sitting in ports and whatever, just with local businesses having had so many challenges, that a really great idea would be like personal training gift certificates or gift cards to like local boutique gyms. Mm-hmm. And I know, you know, my kids, they don't need any more toys, but my son's getting really into like football training and stuff. Mm-hmm. So we're going to maybe get him like some speed training.
Oh, that's cool.
Yes. And then also I'm going through my kids now. He wants to make smoothies and make protein shakes. And mm-hmm. it's,
I don't want him using my blender. It's really annoying because he never cleans it right, or I have to clean it. So I wanted to get him like a personalized handheld blender, like a NutriBullet or something, just for him to make his own little smoothies.
Okay.
Which is probably not applicable to anyone else, but I think it's going to really give him.
He would like that. No, I think it's thoughtful because what you're saying is here's something that you're interested in. We're going to support you with it.
Yes. Yes, exactly. Then my middle child, we got him a bunch of Kiwi Company boxes for his birthday.
Oh, those are fun. Those are the craft.
They're like little science kits. I have never seen him show less interest in screen time. Mm-hmm. It was great. So we're going to do that again.
They're very nicely done. And little passports, I have to say, if you've ever done that, we're not sponsored by any of these people. I'm just telling mm-hmm. you good stuff. Little passports is good for little kids, but then they graduate and they have these STEM kits that they're shipping out and they are excellent. My other son has one and it showed up and it was unbelievable. We actually extracted DNA, like the DNA strands from a strawberry the other day.
Okay.
It was unbelievable.
That's good. Okay. Green light cards. Okay. If you have had any thoughts about getting your kids, like, I feel like we keep saying like, we're going to be on the allowance business this year, or you know, you wanted to get your kids a gift certificate or money, or relatives want to get the money. We have just gotten our kids the green light cards. Do you know about these?
Oh, I'm so against this. Why is everyone doing this? This sounds like the worst idea.
No,
good. I'm going to circumvent this. This is my company. I'm stopping podcasting. I'm going to do a card that doesn't have a monthly fee.
There's no monthly fee.
I thought it's $5 $5 a month.
I thought it was like a dollar maybe.
See, there is a fee. There is a fee, Kirsten. No, it's like $3 or $5 a month that you're paying for these stupid cards. It's a preloaded card with money on it. Like, seriously, nobody has figured out a way to do this for free.
Wait, let's double check this because there's lots of advantages to it. Like, I can monitor their spending. I can transfer money from an allowance. I can set it up on auto pay.
This sounds like a bank account.
It is a bank.
This is, yeah. I red light this.
Okay.
I red light green light.
We're going to table the green light. We're going to get back. You know what? Actually, this is my year. I got to figure out my kids and
money. No, people are obsessed with this. I get that I'm a weird again, but I don't
know. We should, let's table this because this is worth a longer discussion. Okay. Mm. Next up for my daughter, she loves to bake. She loves baking. So I was going to get her like a food stirs kit. Have you seen that?
No, but that sounds adorable.
Oh, Food Stirs. I think it's like Buffy the Vampire Slayer's company.
Food, STIRS, Stirs. Okay. Yeah.
And the, anyway, stirs. And they're like cute, like baking kits, but they're like cuter and they're healthier. And
that sounds adorable. So do they serve the food as the food comes with it?
Yeah, no, it's like a baking kit.
Oh, it's like a baking kit for children. That's very cute.
Yes. And it's like done with like, you know, healthier ingredients and not artificial stuff. And then there's also this company called Sunday Donuts, and it's S-U-N-D-A-E. And it's kind of in the Northeast, but they ship everywhere. I know you don't like shipping food, but she loves donuts. So
no, I like shipping food. I'm okay with it. I just have a couple issues.
Okay. Then there was this, I was looking for this website. So I'm trying to avoid Amazon. Like, I'm really sick of Amazon. I don't like.
You're throwing it down today. Happy holidays, everyone.
Thanks, Kirsten hates. Merry Christmas.
Well, we can talk about Walmart too. I'm like really mad at Walmart right now.
Remember they messed up. When we last talked to Graham, we loved Walmart, but Walmart is taking a turn.
I have a bone to pick with those guys. I've been trying to pick it, but the customer service guys who are answering don't seem interested in my thoughts on how to make the company better.
We'll keep working on them, Graham. Okay. Well, there's a company called Libro.fm.
It looks like, so this is funny. So Kirsten, I'm looking at Kirsten's outline. It does. It looks like library.com. And I thought that would be fun.
That's different.
Get someone a gift card to the library.
No, that's actually, this is a funny story. So no, I meant to put in Libro.fm, which is an app that connects with your local bookstore. So you can get audiobooks from your local bookstore instead of having to use Audible. Mm. And I feel like Audible wants a sponsor. Sorry, Audible. You're going to be fine without us. But anyway, supports our local bookstore. And it's the same price as that other company that starts with an A that wants to give us money. Anyway, so then there's, that's what I've been doing to buy my audiobooks. But then as I was looking for it online, I found this other company called Librio.com.
Okay.
And they do like custom children's books, like personalized children's books with their names.
Those are so cute. We've gotten those before. They're wonderful.
I was a kid and I was thinking about making one for my niece who's about to be two. So I thought that was cute.
Librio.com. Yes, mm-hmm. We have the personalized kids books. Those are treasures.
Okay. Now for me, what do I want?
I feel like I should be sponsored by Dudley Stevens. I'm a little irritated. I'm not. I've never asked them.
That's a store that sells fancy fleece for anyone who doesn't know. You can Google them.
It's fancy fleece. That's a good way to put it. But I wear them maybe every
Yeah. I think I've taken a Christmas card wearing one of them. They're really, really, really nice. And you get a lot of compliments and they're indestructible. And again, they last forever.
You can wear them till you die.
You can buy one fleece and be done. But they're out of Greenwich, right?
I think so. But anyway, but they're like all over. You can buy them online. They're just the warmest fleeces and they just go with everything.
It's good fleece. Until somebody comes up with a better fleece, this is the best fleece we've found.
The best fleece we've found.
We'll bring in the best fleece we can find. All right. What's this conflict? It says on your outline, it says conflict, bathroom.
Conflict. Okay. So the truth is my bathroom is very, very ratty looking. I'm not going to keep this bathroom till I die. Everybody,
I've seen it. It is ratty.
It's disgusting. You know why? Because I had to do my laundry at a laundromat. And you know how I feel about laundromats. Normally I love them. I feel like they're very efficient. But this one particular situation, it ripped up my belt. And so now I really need a new bathrobe. But do you remember last year around Christmas when Saturday Night Live did that really funny skit about being a mom on Christmas when it's like
getting a bathrobe?
I got a robe and I got a robe. Presents for the dog and he got a robe.
I know. I don't know. I will say though, someone gave me a while ago a bathrobe from Restoration Hardware, which sounds it is fancy, but I've worn it for 4 years straight and it is wonderful. And I put it over myself as I sleep every night. It's almost like a weighted blanket. It's so nice. Might I recommend a trip to Restoration Hardware to peruse their bathrobe selection?
Okay, I shall. And we should start a new category on this podcast called Keep It Till You Die. Is it a Keep It Till You Die, Graham?
Yeah, I think so. It is a Keep It Till You Die. I mean, it really is. I mean, it's going on 6 years straight and it's my number one most used bathrobe.
Okay, well, if you were looking for a gift for me, I need a cute bathrobe. But don't
give me it's too fancy. Prices have gone up everywhere. I'm not getting you that.
Well, I actually already have a fleece bathrobe I got last year from Pajamagrams, and it's lovely. It's so warm and cozy. But I need a fall spring bathrobe. Oh, that's where I am.
Okay. And then what do you really want?
I don't know if I can even say these things on there.
Well, let's take a breather so we sound slightly relatable and kind. I do think it's also a wonderful year to give to charity. And I think a fun thing to do is, and I've just done this recently for something else, is call the charities directly and ask them what they need. And I think it's really nice to gift things like, because you'll never know, right? There's always the concept of like the heifer project where you can go on and buy 3 chickens and 2 mules and all that. And I think that's fun. And I like doing that. But also if you call someone local and just say, what are your immediate needs? They usually will tell you, and you that's can sponsor something like that in someone's name.
As opposed to a air filter, which I don't think is actually going to work.
Right. And especially for older people, I think, who maybe don't need as much, that's always a nice gift of like, you know, you can always know that. So for example, my mother-in-law just had her birthday. It was a big birthday. And I called a charity that she really cares about. And I said, what do you guys need? And they said, well, we really want aprons for all of our staff because they serve lunch at this event. We want like special aprons, and we also want to sponsor like the holiday lunch. And so I said, done. Like we will now sponsor the holiday lunch and provide aprons, you know, but there are other things, you know, you can go bigger, you can go smaller. It doesn't matter, but it's always fun that someone feels like their name lives on through something like that.
I like that. That's a really good idea.
Yeah.
Graham, I think that's a wonderful note to end it on.
No, what, you don't want to talk about cool scumpling? That's what you want.
Fine, Graham. I was trying to be good.
You're trying to be magnanimous for the holidays. Yeah. I gave a nice empty. Kirsten wants to go on a fancy vacation, is what she wrote. And she
I don't want to go on a fancy vacation. I want to go on. Yes, I'm not going to get cool sculpting, but I'm not going to lie. I would.
You're interested in the concept.
COVID has not been kind to my hips. Is all I'm gonna
say. You're not getting that. Don't do that.
I know, I'm too scared. I'm too much of a baby. Okay. And then I didn't see a fancy vacation, Graham. I said, I really
need to go. A vacation at a really weird retreat center. That's what it says. That's what Kirsten wrote. Like a really weird, that sounds like
a cult. Put in parentheses, like on 9 Perfect Strangers. Have you seen that yet?
No. Is it a television
You know
show?
Why she can't see it? Because she won't pay for Hulu and she keeps logging into mine. And then Hulu keeps logging me out and saying, we know you're stealing Hulu.
I think you're allowed to share your password with one friend, one special person.
No, that's not a rule. That is 100% not a rule. And I'm like, totally go on Hulu. I'm like, who's been watching? And I'm like, ah, Graham's son.
Who's been watching Golden Girls again? That'd be me. That'd be me, friend.
If you would stop buying such fancy, what is it? Theragun Mini.
Theraguns. If I'd stop wasting my money, you're right. I'd have more money for these
subscription to Hulu.
And then the key to wealth is not having recurring costs. I don't understand. The reason I can buy a Theragun and a fancy candle for myself is because I don't like frivolously fritter my money away on
college
Hulu.
Roommates. Pitiful. Okay, and then I need some new towels. My towels are ratty.
Mine are kicked too. Super.
Mine are looking really gross. So
you know how I knew I had a problem was the other. We have over our laundry room. We keep like the workhorse towels, like either the beach towels or like the scrap towels for when like the toilet overflows. And then in our normal,
By the way, I 100% know what you're talking about. The towels we just keep in case there's a terrible accident. Yeah.
in case there's the deluge. Yeah, everyone has that closet somewhere. But I realized the other day that like I was definitely mixing and matching like our normal towels and like the overflow toilet towels. I was like, and the reason was because nobody could tell the difference.
Yeah my towels are looking really rough,
but the problem is because I'm washing them in the really nice diva wash, so they all smell so good.
I know. Okay, so keeping to the theme of really odd self-improvement things, man, I like really feel like if I had a cryo bath that I would use it. I could just fill my regular bathtub with ice, but I'm not
just dipping yourself in cold water.
Everybody says it's life changing. And I keep saying to my husband, someone actually offered me an opportunity to join their polar bear club.
Yeah. You live by the ocean. Just go jump in the ocean.
And I told my husband and he's like, oh, you're really going to do that.
You'd feel great. I think you should totally do that.
No, I'm not going to have it anyway. And then I want one of those blankets that's like it's like when you're at the dentist and you have to wear that special.
Oh, a weighted blanket. You want a weighted blanket. Oh, that.
No, not a weighted blanket. It's like that, but then it has like infrared lights and it's like a sauna. It's like you zip yourself into this little, like, you remember those sleep sacks for babies?
Yeah.
So it's like one of those and you just, you're in it and you're all cozy up and then it puts infrared lights on you and it sweats out all the toxins.
I've never heard of that. That sounds amazing. How much does that cost?
I'm sure it's ridiculously expensive, but this is my fantasy. I'm allowed to have a fantasy list. I'm going to wind up getting myself a bathroom and maybe some new towels if I'm lucky. So like,
yeah, exactly. Right. We're not getting any of this stuff. Yeah. So how about this?
We're not as weird as this. Full of freezing ice baths and infrared saunas. And
yeah, this is a dream list. How about this? We're nowhere as weird as that Vogue list. That list was whack.
Nicole Kidman is my Russian therapist. It's all my dreams, Graham.
Oh my gosh. You lost your mind. Well, everyone, I hope this really puts you in a holly jolly holiday spirit and starts your shopping off well. Hopefully you'll get everything you're looking for and have no supply chain errors or
shop local.
I think that's always the way to go. I really do.
And give to charity. I like this, Graham. Okay. Thanks for listening. Welcome home.